It has been so long, it feels like, since our last one.
I mean, it's only been a couple of weeks, but we welcome you back to Behind the Scenes with San and Mrs. Claus.
And we have a whole new story to tell you about one of our other unique, very unique adventures. So, as the title says, Bat Cave? No. Santa Cave. So, and we actually did. We did several seasons.
Yes.
Deep underground at the Cherokee Caverns in Oak Ridge, Tennessee. And if you don't know where that is, it's just a little bit outside of Knoxville area.
Yeah.
But they had a beautiful cavern down there. It's being very well taken care of.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, again, you know, we've mentioned this before that in many ways we're pretty fearless. you know, we try different things, and I dare say, not to say we're the only Santa and Mrs. Claus that have ever done pictures in a cavern, in a cave, but I think there's too many out there.
Not too many. Well, there aren't that many caves for one thing.
And there weren't
that many caves that could actually do pictures.
Yes.
Because you got to remember, in addition to Mrs. Claus and I, we had a printer, we had computers, we had carts, we had
our photographer and his camera.
Which, a shout out to our dear friend, and I mean dearest, closest, like a brother to us, Randy Fritchman, and his lovely wife, Terry, who actually helped us out
on many
occasions on that. But we had to truck all this stuff down into the cavern,
which was actually a rather steep distance away. Yeah, mm-hmm. It kind of sloped. There was a real, which of course makes sense, I guess, because it was, you know, underground.
It was a cavern.
Yeah, it was underground. And so it had a big deep slope. We actually had the folks that took care of the cavern had a four-wheeler and a cart. And they actually put our equipment on there, I think if they hadn't done that, we never could have done it.
Yeah.
But it was a very interesting experience.
And a gorgeous, unique backdrop.
Like none.
I mean, we've done malls, we've done schools, we've done different corporations and that kind. This was entirely unique from any of those. And I mean, the pictures were gorgeous.
Yeah, actually, and they had it all decorated for Christmas with lights, and we had a tree, and there was a and they actually had a walkway that you could, when you entered the cave, you kind of followed a walkway and a path, and they had us in this, I want to say kind of in the center where this what they were using in the cave. And it was a pretty big area that we used, but it did present some very, very unique
challenges.
Yes.
For one thing, one of the pieces of equipment we had was a huge patio umbrella.
Yes.
And we needed that.
Yes.
The reason being, caves drip.
Yeah.
They drip everywhere. That's how the stalactites and the stalagmites get formed.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, all the beautiful rock features.
Uh-huh, that's...
And that thing dripped. I mean, it was like being in a mild rainstorm throughout the whole cavern.
Yes.
And we had to use this huge patio umbrella yeah. to kind of protect the camera and the
computers. I actually had a little cart, which worked out really well for us. And on the top of the cart, I had a laptop, which had the programming for the once we took the pictures. And the bottom was a large printer, Kodak printer, mm-hmm. but it was a photo mall printer because it would immediately
Could spit out a beautiful 5x7 in 30 mm-hmm. seconds.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
so,
you know, which uh-huh. is what we did. And right, we did that. Right. Again, we did this for several seasons.
Yes, well, yes.
And again, the backdrop itself for those pictures. Well, Mrs. Claus is going to put up some pictures for you to take a look at. And if you're listening to this on our podcast, by all means, make sure you check out our YouTube channel on this. Because there's
actually for the pictures, that's actually going to go on our website, thenorthpolepress.com. I have a gallery, and that's where the multiple pictures will go. And you can see, we're going to put a couple of pictures up there.
Oh, okay, so it doesn't matter if you're listening to this on the podcast or
just go to the website. Mm-hmm. It took a lot of thought and consideration to do this, and we did it in the evening, which actually wasn't an issue because it would have been outside. But the one thing with the cave,
temperature wise, it was stable always. Yeah, it was always about the same 65 to 68 degrees.
I mean, it wasn't warm, but it was outside,
outside
December.
It was like 40 degrees.
Yeah, Knoxville. Yeah, it was definitely cold.
So it was warmer in the cave.
Yes.
Trippy.
Yes.
And because of all the moisture and everything, we had difficulties every year. All four of us, Terry, Randy, Mary, myself.
Yeah.
We all got sick.
Yeah. We all ended up with colds. And, the primary thing with this big umbrella was literally just to keep the equipment dry and a little bit of the camera, although the one who felt the full brunt of the drip, drip, drip was Santa. Because, of course, we couldn't put anything over him. So he just sat there and drip.
Rin and Barrett, as they say.
Yeah.
So, but it was only about 4 hours a night?
Yeah, it was. And I think we did that 6 days a week. I don't think we did it Sundays.
No, we didn't do it seven. Yeah, we did it six.
It was a lot. I mean, it certainly, again, will go down as one of the most unique places that we've ever done photos.
Now, I will say we weren't alone. We also, I mean, they did have entertainment there.
Yeah, they did.
And they had a strolling guitarist that was singing and playing along the pathway. And we had the Grinch.
Yes, yes.
So, and on that gallery that she was talking about, there is a picture of me and the Grinch and the guitar player.
Yeah.
So, so check that out. I mean, it was kind of fun. I will say that was certainly the most unique experience. But after about, I think it was the third year, we decided was it the second year?
The second year. I think that we just, it really, I mean, it was fun. The kids had fun.
Yeah.
We actually had, surprisingly, quite a few people come in for photos.
Lots of people came.
Which was,
And if you ever get the chance, you should check out Cherokee Caverns in Oak Ridge. It is really beautiful.
Yeah, it is. But, it had taken a toll because we all came down with pretty bad colds. And plus we were doing other Santa.
You got bronchitis.
Yes, I did. And
both years.
Yeah. And we were trying to do other things as well. So it wasn't, just the caves. We were doing, you know, we had private
things. We were still doing our other Santa visits and stuff.
We
weren't able to do many at night because we were doing the caverns every night, but we did do other events and appearances. Because, you know, we like to keep busy.
Well, if memory serves me right, I believe that first year, because it was, again, pretty unusual to go see Santa Claus in a cave, one of the local TV stations came down.
Oh, yeah.
And did a little spot about you and I in the
interviewed cave. Us and talked to us for a while and shot some of the pictures and got some footage of kids sitting on my lap and that kind of thing. Yeah. I mean, from that aspect,
it was fun.
It was fun. It was it was unusual. Would I ever do it again? No.
No, it like I said.
Even if somebody else dragged all the equipment down and back, I wouldn't do it again. So.
It's one of those things that definitely been there, done that. Don't want to do that again.
And glad we did it.
Great pictures, memories. But just not something that we would be running to repeat.
Now, we've kind of covered that, but let's tell them what we got coming up. So
exciting news. At least we think it's exciting.
We think it's exciting. We hope you will, too.
We hope you do, too. Yeah. So,
we're going to do a live broadcast. Yeah. And a live YouTube video.
Yes.
And we're inviting you to join us. I mean, this is
really
going to
be for you. I mean, we haven't done one before, so not sure exactly how it'll all turn out, but we're hoping everything will go smoothly. But really, you know, one of the things we've talked about, and we're so proud right now, we're actually up and over 4,000 subscribers on our YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm. And growing.
And thank you all.
God bless you all.
Yeah, and we've had a lot of, lovely comments. Mm-hmm. And so we thought, you know, it would be a nice opportunity to go live, to give our subscribers that want to join us a chance to
and others. I mean, you don't have to be a subscriber.
No,
although we wish you would.
Yeah, to do kind of an informal Q&A.
Whatever you want to ask us, whether it's about our personal lives or different experiences we've done, or what we would recommend to somebody starting out in this, or anything, whatever you wish to know.
Whatever questions you have that we can answer.
We got 20-some years of experience pent up in us, and we're just dying to get it out to you. So the date of this is?
It's going to be March 20th.
Yeah, at March 2 p.m., 20th, which is a Wednesday.
Central Standard Time, U.S. Central Standard Time. We figured... we're hoping that's kind of a good time. We know we have listeners throughout the world. So we're hoping that if you can, you will join us. So, and the other thing is we have a big announcement to make.
A major announcement to make. And you will be the first to hear it on the 20th.
Yes.
And we think it's going to just be a blast, and it's going to be kind of fun. And it would be neat to get your opinions and thoughts on this when we announce it on the 20th. We're going to ask for your feedback on this.
Absolutely.
So you'll be able to interact with us. We'll have our phone set up along with... We're going to... Like Mary said, I don't know how this is going to work, but we'll figure it out. But anyway, you can help us out with that, too. So for those of you who are used to doing live, videos or participating in
You may
life.
Have to help guide
yeah,
us.
Yeah, you may have to walk us through, okay? But it would be a blast to see everybody there and to get to talk to some of you. I mean, so many of you have made such lovely comments.
Yes, yes.
And we absolutely love everything that you are saying, and we're so pleased and proud that you guys like what we're doing, and we certainly plan to do more of it.
Yeah.
But this will add a whole new element.
It is, and again, we're really excited about it because this gives us an opportunity to interact with you on a more personal basis, and I really, you know, that we're looking forward to that.
Absolutely. I mean, and we think you're going to have as much fun. And again, we're not shy. You can ask us anything you want to ask us. And, you know, whether it's about, you know, how we met or, you know.
Well, just, you know, again, informal. It can be about one of the podcasts. Maybe you have some more questions about one
yes,
of those.
Yes.
That'd be
We've
fine.
We've certainly
too.
Discussed a few things here. So if you go, well, can you tell me a little more about?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Sure.
So, yes. So please join us March 20th.
At 2 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Central Standard Time.
So, and now don't forget, you know, your clocks get turned forward too this weekend. So by the 20th, you better be on track. So, but anyway, but yeah, we would love to hear from you and love to chat with you one-on-one and personally. So, and like we said, we got one
major announcement
and so we're excited about that.
Just share that with you because that's going to, it's going to be the ones that come on line with us that will hear it for the first time.
For the first time, yes.
So that I think kind of wraps that up for today.
I'd have to say.
Yeah, we hope you enjoyed that. And of course, obviously, the other announcement, or not announcement, but we just want you to know we do our podcast twice a month on the 10th and the 24th.
Correct.
So we look forward to seeing you soon on the 20th.
Yes. Yes, and then we'll have the new podcast on the 24th. So thanks for joining us. As always, we love each and every one of you, and we appreciate all the lovely things you say. And subscribe. Stay with us.
Yeah.
Because we got more stuff to talk about. So
we sure do.
So on behalf of Mary and I, behind the scenes with Santa and Mrs. Claus, adios for now, and we'll see you soon.
Bye.